大家早晨。
Oh, it doesn't seem like anybody's awake. Good morning, Dosan. Okay, Dosan. Thank you. It's good to be back.
開心翻嚟呢度見到你哋。
And my message is only as good as the translator, so thank you, Pastor David.
我希望我唔會令到佢嘅講道信息有啲係褪色嚇。
I just want to give a one-minute update on my life, okay?
我就想係好簡單係同大家講我家庭嘅狀況。
Churches to preach to in 2022.
出年我計劃咗去九間唔同嘅教會嗰度證道。
And beginning 2023, Pastor Al is going to move back to Texas.
喺2023年咧，我準備搬翻去德州。
My daughter lives in Texas, and it's cheaper to live in Texas than in California.
我有個女咧係住喺德州嘅，喺嗰度生活指數係比度低啲。
So, I'm so glad to see you all. So, I'd like to speak on a difficult topic,
and the difficult topic is on death. May I ask the congregation and the people who
are on the internet or live streaming, how many of you have gone to at least one funeral service this year? Raise your hand.
有邊個今年去過喪禮嘅？請你舉手。
Okay, thank you. Since we have a quote an older congregation, we've been going to funerals more than anything else.
係因為我哋年紀緣故啦，我覺得今年去咗好多喪禮。
But you play a major role in death.
We pay.
You play a major role.
喺死亡當中咧，我哋每個人都係有一個好重要嘅地位。
Okay, here we go. There are three highest stress in life.
喺生命當中有三個地方咧，係讓我哋感到壓力嘅。
Maybe you're going through one, two, or three stress points in your life.
喺我哋生命，無論你邊個都好啦，好可能你都係經歷咗其中一項有壓力嘅事情。最高令到我哋感到壓力嘅事項咧，就係死亡。
Another stress point in a family is a divorce.
第二樣咧就係呢個離婚。
And a third highest stress point is that when your job is terminated, you lose your job.
第三方面咧就係呢一個離職嚇，或者係俾人哋去解僱。都是令到我们有很大的压力。
Okay, I think my Bible hit the wrong button, sir. Are we good?
试下讲嘢。Yeah. Yeah.
I messed up the settings. Okay, thank you. I feel so bad now.Somehow they couldn't get your
Maybe it's better. Okay.
大家聽唔聽到我講？用呢個電腦講。
網上嗰啲，網上聽唔聽到？
網上嗰啲講。
Okay, 咁我同佢調呢個電腦。Okay. Yeah, we can do it.
Okay.
No, I just mean iPad. I just translate. Okay, hold you.
Yeah, got it.
Okay.
Sorry.
Oh, okay, thank you, and please, we'll continue, all right? Okay. May I share a brief family with you, and these are live families, and I chose these family illustrations because they're all Asian families. Here's one of a family man
in Silicon Valley, 47 years old.
咁喺呢個灣區度住嘅有一個男人係47歲。
He's a father, a high-tech worker, and 47.
咁佢係喺一個高科技嘅行業嗰度從事嘅，佢屋企有個家庭。
But one Friday morning, he went to his office, and there the president, vice president, and HR people there. They terminated his job.
咁有一日朝頭早佢翻工嘅時候咧，佢公司一個嘅總裁、副總裁同佢講：你係被解僱。
My brothers and sisters in Christ, that is very stressful.
在这样的情形之下，我们相信都会感到压力非常之大。
And what happened, he got fired in the morning, he asked to meet with the president, vice president, and the HR person in the afternoon.
在他被解雇的朝早，他需要去见公司的总裁、副总裁。
They met in office, and Mr. Wu shot all three of them.
咁佢喺見面嘅時候咧，佢帶支槍將個總裁同兩個副總裁都用槍殺咗佢哋。
What can I say? What can you say? He couldn't handle the stress.
有咩話好講咧？佢唔可以去處理呢個被解僱帶嚟嘅壓力。
Mr. Wu ruined 4 families in the story.
在这件单事件当中，他令到四个家庭受到伤害。
He killed 3 people who had families.
这三个被杀的人都是有家庭的。
And then Mr. Wu was caught, incarcerated, and put in prison for life.
然后他自己的家庭因为这件命案，他就被判终身监禁，影响到他自己的家庭。
And he had a wife and 2 children.
他自己有太太和两个儿女。
Oh, that's terrible.
是一个非常之令人可怕的事情。
When death strikes a family, it's very stressful.
当这个死亡打击了家庭的时候，是令人带来很大的压力。
All these stories happened about the Great Recession 2008 and 2011.
我们讲的故事都在2008-2009那个大的经济衰退的时候发生的。
Where I live in the East Bay, this is another Asian family.
咁而喺東灣有另外一個亞裔嘅家庭。
It's more of a blended family of Asian and Anglo.
咁其實呢個家庭咧係有亞裔同白人。
What happened was the wife was a medical doctor.
個太太係做醫生嘅。
And the husband became the business manager of their small business.
咁座先生咧，系佢哋所擁有嘅一個小商業嘅管理人。
But during the Great Recession, everything went bad business-wise.
咁但係因為呢個經濟衰退嘅時候咧，佢啲生意一落千丈。
And the first one to know, of course, got to be the husband because he does all the finances.
啊，當然第一個發覺呢個情況咧，就係個做丈夫嘅，因為佢係管理財務。
He could not handle the stress of the business going bad.
佢因為呢個經濟帶嚟嘅生意嘅影響咧，佢唔可以處理呢個壓力。
He drove them up to the Berkeley Hill。
咁佢揸車上去呢個 Berkeley 嘅山頂嗰度。
And he shot his wife。
用槍殺佢太太。
He shot his 2 daughters。
用槍殺咗佢兩個女。
And he killed himself。I was so angry at what happened.
我為呢件事感到非常之惱怒。
Because I have 2 daughters.
因為我自己有兩個女。
I could never do that to my 2 daughters.
我點都想唔到我自己咁樣去對我兩個女做呢咁嘅事。
So this is what the husband did, the business manager.He couldn't handle it. And why did he have to kill his whole family?
但是作為一個有家室的人，點可以做啲咁嘅事呢？雖然經濟唔好。
In the book of Ruth, we have the title here, When Death Strikes a Family.
在這個路德記的故事裡面，我們今天給這個 主题是叫做当死亡打击家庭。
Now, here's a third story of an Asian family.
咁有另外一个亚裔嘅家庭嘅故事。
The husband and the family lived in Augustus. They lived in Atlanta, Georgia.
这个家庭咧住喺亚特兰大，喺呢个乔治亚州嘅。
And the family took off on a family vacation to visit the relatives in Guam.
咁佢哋去呢个关岛嗰度去探望佢啲亲友。
He stayed back to work a little bit more, and then he would catch up with his family in Guam.
咁佢家人先去，咁佢自己系做埋啲工作，然后先再去跟住去关岛。
So there was his wife, two daughters, and a son.
咁啊，系有佢个太太、两个女同埋一个仔。
And they were all on that airplane going to Guam.
咁都系坐一个飞机去飞去关岛。
What happened was foggy that day. There's mountains, and the plane pilot made a mistake and crashed into the mountain.
因为大雾天气唔好嘅缘故，那个飞机师有啲误判，就将个飞机撞埋个山度。
And by the way, this was a Christian family.
呢个家庭都系一个信主嘅。
And so what happened was everybody died.Except for the young daughter, but she was burnt very badly.
所有飛機上嘅乘客都死咗，除咗佢自己一個女，但係個女都係被嚴重嘅燒傷。
So they flew her to San Antonio to the Army Burn Center there.
咁佢哋將呢個傷者係飛到去德州一個專門治療燒傷嘅中心。
And he waited for the results of his daughter's health.I was told that the father visited our church in San Antonio, the first Chinese Baptist church there. I was not the pastor then.
Yeah, 我都後來知道咧，呢個做父親嘅其實喺我以前服侍間教會嗰度一個會友。
But what happened was the youngest daughter did not survive. She died.
但係好可惜，呢個做女嘅燒傷嗰個咧，最後都唔可以存活。
Here, the father had lost four people in his family, a wife and three children.
咁呢个做父亲嘅，当然喺呢次意外里边系失去咗佢嘅太太同埋三个儿女。
I mean, how can you handle that stress and death in the family? How can you handle that?
遇见呢啲咁嘅事情，你去点去处理咧？点去承受啲咁嘅压力咧？
I'm going to go through Ruth chapter 1, verses 3 to 18, talks about when death strikes a family.
我就按住路德记第一章三至十八节嗰度讲到，当死亡打击个家庭嘅时候系点样。
This gives us an answer and an example of how to cope with death.
呢个系俾到我哋一个例子，去点样去处理应付呢啲压力。
Three things happen in Ruth chapter 1, verses 3 to 18.
在这个经文里面，我们看到有几样东西发生。
In verses 3 to 5, when you read this, all of a sudden you see all the men in this family died.
在三至五节那里，是看到这个家庭里面所有男性都死亡。
The husband died, his name was Elimelech.
这个做丈夫的死了，他的名叫以利米勒。
So in verse 3 it says that then Elimelech, Naomi's husband,
Done. And she was left with her two grown sons.
The Bible doesn't say how he died, he just passed.
圣经没交代怎样他死法，但是就只是告诉他死了。
So Naomi's left with her two sons.
那拿俄米就得回两个仔了。
He becomes a single parent.
成为一个单亲的母亲。
And during those ancient days, the men were the breadwinner. They made the money. The wives took care of the children. And so here, she lost a breadwinner and her husband.
在那段日子当中呢，他们是做丈夫的，做父亲的，去负责家中的经济的支柱。那死了之后呢，他就没有了这些经济支持。
Okay, we move on and let's look at the two boys.
那就剩下两个仔了。
And the two boys of Naomi were Mahlon and Chilion.
咁呢个仔嘅名叫马伦同埋基廉。
When they were there and they were there in Moab for 10 years, son grew up, they got married.
這兩個兒子呢,他獨立撫養成人,10年之後呢,都大了,就幫他們娶妻。
And there's two women who are Moabites that the sons married to.
這兩個兒子所娶的都是當地摩押地的女子。
And the daughter-in-laws were Orpah and Ruth.
這兩個妻子的名字分別是叫做以巴和路德。
This story is well known, but not well applied in our lives.
我們都熟悉這個故事,但我們未必知道是怎樣應用這個故事。
I'm afraid that Christians know too much and apply too little.
正如很多基督徒一般慣性,就知道很多,但應用很少。
And there's a danger today of not knowing enough, so we can't apply enough.
當然是另一個危險的地方,我們知道都不足夠,所以根本不知道怎樣應用了。
Okay, what happened here is Mahlon and Chilion, the two sons of Naomi, suddenly died.
故事接著告訴我們,馬倫和基連這兩個兒子都相繼死亡。
Mahlon means, I don't know why you would name someone this, but that's what Mahlon means, to be sick.
為何做父親的幫他改個名字,因為馬倫的名字本身是意思就是敗壞,或者敗壞的意思。
I guess that when this son was born, he didn't look really healthy.
或者他出生的時候,就看樣子不太健康。
And the second son was named Chilion, it means failing.
第二個兒子的名字基連,意思本身就是失敗的意思。
As the story goes, they grew up, got married, didn't have any children, and then the two sons died.
當然故事那裡講給我們聽,他們成長娶太太之後,兩個都死了。And
in 10 short years, all the men died in the family.
在短短的10年裡面,這個家庭裡面,3個男性都死了。
I have a good quote from Ackerson.
在一個聖經解經家,Ackerson是這樣來評語。
He said, how devastating therefore for Naomi that not only has she lost the three men of her household, but there is no heir by which their names would be continued and their inheritance guaranteed. Her men died and so had their names for an inheritance.
這個打經家說,這個家庭受到這麼大的打擊,是三個男性都死了,於是就沒有人繼承他們的財產,以致他們不可以繼承,並且他們的名字都會沒落了。
I look at all the women in the congregation, all the women on the screen, and today, 2021, the pandemic, you are all struggling to survive.
我看到在座的所有是女性,以及我看到電視的螢幕上面,雖然現在是有這個疫情,但你仍然是存活的。
Especially when you lose your husband, especially when you lose all economic support.
但是她這個情況,她失去丈夫,失去兒子,她就沒有這個經濟的支持了。
So when the three men died, Naomi was in grief and anger. She lost all three men.
所以我們可以了解到這個南俄米,他死去生命中三個男人的時候,他是非常痛苦。
May I say this, sometimes Asians aren't too emotional, so to speak.
很多時候我們在亞洲人在這樣的情況之下,我們覺得情感上太過衝動了。
But the Bible gives us permission to cry. The most powerful tears in the Bible when Jesus wept over one of his best friends, Lazarus. Jesus wept.
聖經都俾咗我哋例子，耶穌係當佢個最好個朋友拉撒路死嘅時候，佢先記作佢係喊。
When we weep, it helps us to move on.
當我們是哀哭的時候, 是給到我們有機會向再行, 向前去行前一步。
We move on in the story now, and we look at all the women now, the widows, had to make crucial decisions in their lives.
咁翻嚟呢个故事咧，剩低嗰三个女人咧，喺呢个时候要做一啲好重要嘅决定。
And I'd like to demonstrate to you how these three women made their choices.
我想同你系讲一讲呢三个女人系做咗啲乜嘢嘅决定，同埋点样做咧？
Ladies, when your spouse or somebody passes, you have to make a decision in life.
女士们，如果你当中嘅亲人，你嘅男士系离世嘅时候，你都要做一啲嘅决定嘅。
Well, let's take a look at Naomi. She makes a decision.
我睇呢个娜俄米，佢都要做一个决定。
And she made this decision after 10 years of moving to Moab to move back to her hometown Bethlehem.
咁佢做決定咧，就係從摩亞地再搬翻去耶路撒冷。
And so, why did you now want to move back home？
啊，對唔住，唔係耶路撒冷，搬去伯利恒。我點解喺呢個時候做咁嘅決定，搬翻去伯利恒咧
？Well, the famine was gone, and the economy came back, and he says, "This is a good time to move back to Bethlehem."
可能係因為佢生家庭嘅轉變嘅時候，佢話啊，呢個都係合時候咧，搬翻去啦。
You see, these women were at the crossroads of their life. The crossroad. You've heard of that term.
你睇到呢個女人係喺我生命嘅交叉點嘅時候。
And which direction are you going to go? You're at the crossroad of life. What direction should I go?
去到生命交叉點，你要做一個決定，行邊取邊個方向，行邊條路咧
？Naomi made the decision to go back home.
佢做咗个回家嘅决定。
And I would say that Naomi made a sensible decision to go back home.
我可以讲咧，佢呢个决定系合理嘅。
Why? Well, the economy is better. Why? Because her friends and other family members are there for support.
可能嘅原因就因为佢听到呢个家乡嘅经济好啲啦，同埋佢有啲亲友可以支持佢啦。
I've been a pastor for a long time. I've been in the ministry for over 50 years.
我做咗牧养工作，传道好多年，超过五十年。
I see a lot of smart people making dumb decisions.
我见过好多人咧，好聪明嘅，但系做一啲愚蠢嘅决定。
Smart decision or wisdom decision? Wisdom that comes from God.
聰明的決定不等於有智慧的決定，智慧是從神而來的。
But Naomi made a sensible decision.
但是我們在這裡做了一個合理的決定。
I'm going home.
我要回家。
Okay, let's take a look at one of her daughter-in-law's choice.
你看看她兩個媳婦是做什麼選擇呢？
You're at the crossroad, and now it's Orpah's turn, the daughter-in-law's decision.See, I don't know whether you're at the crossroad of your life.
我唔知你系咪生命里边面临一啲重要嘅交叉点去做决定。
What direction are you going, forward or backward?
喺呢个决定点，你去向前行，一去走翻以前嗰条路咧
？They're making this decision. The three women, and they're crying, they're weeping. What do we do? Where do we go?
咁喺呢个哀恸嘅当中，佢哋三个都要做决定噶。我哋应该点做咧
？And verse 14 it says, and they lifted up their voice, they wept again, they're crying, and Orpah kissed her mother-in-law.
第十四节嘅话俾我听，佢哋放声大哭，然后俄尔巴就吻别呢个婆婆。
Orpah made a safe decision.
即系俄尔巴做咗个安全嘅决定。
The safe decision was.I'll go back to Moab.
安全決定就係留翻喺呢個摩亞地嘅地方。
And I can get remarried, get my life back to normal, go back home to Moab.
好，佢諗咧，我可以再結婚啦，然後咧係重拾我自己嘅生命啊。
But by Orpah making this safe decision, her name never mentioned in the Bible again.
但因為他做了這樣的決定，聖經以後再沒有提到他的名字了。
It was a safe decision, and you and I know it's always best to be a little bit conservative, and make a safe decision for our benefit.
我點知道做呢個決定唔難嘅？我哋就為咗自己嘅安全啊、安排啊，咁就做呢咁嘅決定。
There's nothing wrong with a safe decision.
做呢咁嘅安全嘅決定都冇乜錯啊。
But I believe you can make a better decision.
但係我又睇到會有人做啲更好嘅決定喎，可以。
Now we're at the crossroad, and we look at the third woman and her name, the daughter-in-law named Ruth.
我哋睇到当故事当第三个女人呢个做叫路德嘅，佢都要做一个决定。
Does Ruth go forward or does Ruth go backwards?
咁呢个路德向前行咧，又走翻以前嘅条路咧
？Brothers and sisters in Christ, you may be at the crossroad of your life.
弟兄姊妹，你可能喺生命嘅一个抉择嘅当中。
I don't know, but you know.
我唔知道，但你自己知道。
You got to make a key decision in your life about something.
你要喺生命当中做一啲系好关键性嘅决定噶。
Do I go forward? Do I go backwards?
咁我向前行，因为去走回头路咧。
Well, what Ruth did here in verse 14, listen to this word. But Ruth clung to Naomi.
但留意咗第十四节讲俾佢听，路德佢行动咧，佢依舍。捨不得拿俄米，佢依附住佢。
Ruth made a sacrificial decision.
我哋可以咁形容路德做嘅決定係一個犧牲性嘅決定。
Ruth made a sacrificial decision to go with Naomi to help her to go to a strange city named Bethlehem.
咁咧，路德嘅決定咧係要跟住呢個婆婆去幫佢啦，同埋去一個叫做伯利恆嘅地方，佢都未去過嘅。
We tend to make safe decisions. Very conservative. Which might not be bad, it may be good. But there could be a better decision you could make.
当时可能有比呢个更加好嘅一种嘅决定。
I believe the best decisions are sacrificial decisions.
我相信更好的決定就有啲犧牲性嘅決定。
Point case
就舉例
，Jesus sacrificed for us.
耶穌為我哋而犧牲。
And what did Ruth do? She sacrificed for her mother-in-law Naomi.
而路德所做嘅決定係為佢嘅婆婆拿俄米而犧牲。
Here's what this decision. Here's what this decision involved.
It
involved that Ruth would cling to.
首先要形容咧，佢系依附住佢个婆婆。
This word clung is the word for glue. You glue together something into sticks.
咁呢个字英文或者中文都系解释到咧，系黐住，好似我哋用啲万能胶咁黐住佢。
You go to hardware store and you buy super glue. You know, it just sticks together.
你去啲鋪頭咧，五金鋪咧買一啲嘢咧，係用黐嘢咧，嗰啲係有啲強好強力嘅黏合劑。
This word is used that Ruth clung to Naomi is that she would take care of Naomi。
係代表呢個路德係要以後去服侍拿俄米。
Here's what one commentator said about this glue。
咁呢個其中一個解經家係咁樣形容呢一種嘅衣服。
Orpah wanted to remarry. Ruth wished to remain a daughter.
佢話咧，俄爾巴係選擇去重婚，但係路德卻選擇成為另別人嘅女兒。
Did you catch that? Orpah made a safe decision. Ruth made a sacrificial decision.
你可以睇得出呢個俄爾巴係做咗一個安全嘅決定，路德佢做咗一個犧牲性嘅決定。
You know, in your church here at Logos, do you really sacrifice for other people?
你可以成用呢个作为你嘅一个宣言，教会宣言，你系咪真系为别人牺牲咧？
Every decision we make should be a sacrificial decision.
我哋每做一个决定都应该有个牺牲性嘅成分喺里边。
Here's another commentator named Harper.Orpah did the sensible, expected thing, go back home to Moab. Ruth's decision was the extraordinary and unexpected. Thus, Ruth model an adventurous faith, one willing to abandon the apparent sensible and venture into unknown territory. Whatever her motive, deep affection, a sense of loyalty, misguided idealism, she sacrificed her destiny to cling to an aged, hopeless mother-in-law. One may understand Orpah, one must emulate Ruth.
另外解經家他這樣說，他說這個俄爾巴所做的是一個可以預料到的一個決定，但是盧德所做的是一個不尋常的決定，他是願意放棄自己，去到一些他不認識的地方，他裡面的動機我們未必很清楚知道，但是起碼應該有很深厚的感情，可能有忠誠，也都是我們覺得他是一些不切實際的期盼，但是無論如何，他是願意為他的
Pascal wrote this. This is my quote. Orpah's decision was based on her own personal need, while Ruth's decision was based upon the need of her mother-in-law, Naomi. This is what I call sacrificial love. Loyal friendship, true commitment that Ruth had for Naomi.
以下就是我自己的個人見解，俄爾巴做的決定是基於她自己個人的需要，但盧德決定是基於她婆婆的需要，所以我稱之為一些犧牲性，是忠誠的，還有決定一個委身的愛，是盧德給到她的婆婆，娜俄米的。
My observation today that friendships are very shallow.
我觀察是今天的友情是非常淺薄。
But Ruth is different. Her friendships are sacrificial.
但路德卻不一樣，她的友情，對人的情感是犧牲性的。
And I'm going to go to the last point here of Ruth makes a life-changing decision.
最後第三點就是路德做了一個改變生命的決定。
I wish everyone, and I think everyone has, but I don't know the congregation.
我不認識你每一個人，但我希望你都會這樣考慮或者這樣做。
Here's how you can make a life-changing decision.
以下就是你如何可以做一個改變生命的一個決定。
You see, Ruth's decision was very timely, for it met the need of Naomi.
這個路德所做的決定是很合時的，因為當時這個拿俄米有很大的需要。
Are you there for me? And Ruth was there for Naomi.
拿俄米當時是需要有人幫助她，但路德就在那個時候是很合時的幫她。
But Ruth also made a timeless decision.
與此同時，路德做了一個沒有時限的決定。
Or every one of you can make this timeless decision when you sacrifice for someone.
每一個人，如果我們是採取犧牲性的行動去為別人的時候，都可以稱之為一個沒有時限的決定。
Ruth's decision is the epitome of sacrifice.
所做的決定可以成為一個犧牲性的一個表表者。
And what happens in tough times, difficult times, you need just one true, loyal friend.
因為當一個人落在一個困境、困難的當中，你只需要一個對你忠誠的一個朋友。
I'm sorry, but a lot of people don't have one friend in life.
你想到你生命裡面有沒有可以這麼忠誠對你的朋友呢?
How do you know when you have a true loyal friend in you? How do you know?
你怎知道你生命裡面有這樣的朋友會這樣對你呢?
When they sacrifice for you.
但當他願意犧牲自己來幫你的時候。
Three things about Ruth's decision that was life-changing.
有三方面我們看到這個路德的決定是改變生命的決定。
Listen carefully because this tells you why Ruth is so distinctive in friendship.
咁因為你睇到咧，呢個路德所做嘅決定咧係幾咁出色嘅。
因為睇到咧，呢個路
cross
Moab, Gilgal
to go.
佢決定冇留低喺摩亞地，決定翻翻去伯利恒。
And by making that decision,
he rejects the old life. She
咁呢個決定包含一個咩嘅元素咧？就係放棄佢當地人所敬拜嗰啲嘅偶像。I think your computer just went offline. You want to speak into this one?
Okay.
Yeah, it will come back.
Okay.
Okay, we repeat that last thing into this one.
Okay, just back off.
Yeah, that's. Oh, let's start back. Okay. Now you're back.
Okay. And I want to say that Ruth's decision here received the new life.
其實呢個決定可以代表佢一個願意接受一個新嘅生活、新嘅生命嘅一個決定。
By going forth to Bethlehem with Naomi to receive new life，
係因為跟隨拿俄米翻返去伯利恒嘅時候咧，佢得著一個新嘅生命。
You find this in the first 16:17。
你喺第16-17嗰度睇到。
I even use this verse of marriage vows。
我。
Okay.
Okay. Okay. 我可以用一個婚約裏邊嘅誓約嚟到係代表。
It says, "But Ruth said, 'Do not urge me to leave you. Turn back from following you. Where you go, I will go. Where you live, I will live. Your people will be my people. Your God, my God. Where you die, I will die. There I will be buried. Thus may the Lord do to me worse of anything, death parts you and me."
路德喺嗰度所講嘅説話咧，好多時喺婚約裏邊、婚禮裏邊俾人愛嚟做婚約嘅。佢咁講話，佢話話。你唔好逼我離開你啦，我
離開你啦，
唔好逼我唔跟你啦。你去到邊度，我都會去到邊度。你喺嗰度過夜，我喺嗰度過夜。你嘅同胞就係我同胞，你嘅神就係我神。你死喺嗰度，我都死喺嗰度，葬喺嗰度。除非死亡將你同我分開。
Just want to say that Ruth's decision
models true.Loyal,
可以講話，路德呢個決定可以成為一個忠誠嘅友誼嘅典範。
You know, when you have that kind of decision in life, it illustrates three applications.
如果有一個咁樣嘅，模式俾我哋睇到咧，可以讓我哋諗到幾方面嘅應用。
You know, marriage is being.You cling to one another.
正如喺婚姻裏邊，我哋係彼此要去依附。
Remember, true loyal friendship lose.
記得頭先我講到一個真正嘅友誼，好似呢啲強力膠咁，係互相依附一齊嘅。
記得頭先我講到一個真正嘅膠咁，係
正如喺創世記二章十四節嗰度，佢二人係成為一體咁，係
依附喺佢人係一體咁。
You know, brothers and sisters, it's so difficult to keep a marriage together.
大家都知道，今天嘅日子當中，夫婦一齊同住係非常之困難嘅。Okay, 我哋睇到呢個路德咧，佢係願意去依附住嘅婆婆。
And the other thing is about true loyal friendship. That's the whole relationship of discipleship.
And the other thing is about.
另外，我睇到呢個路德嘅對於嗱，我咪嘅友情係
作為門徒
咁去跟隨。
嘅友情
係
作為咁去跟隨。
我哋係作為一個教會，我哋都相信我哋跟隨耶穌，係咪？ 咁耶稣跟佢门徒讲，佢话你要跟随我。
Did not Ruth follow Naomi's same principle？
咁路德咁样跟住拿俄米都系按住同一个原则嘅。
Look at the true loyal friendships in the Bible。
我哋睇喺圣经里边嗰啲真正嘅系彼此忠诚嘅友谊嘅例子。
Ruth and Naomi。
当中系有路德同埋拿俄米。
Tell me a friendship David and Jonathan。
另外一个就系大卫同埋约拿单。
The tell me a disciple Jesus and all his disciples。
当然亦都系有讲到耶稣同埋佢嗰啲门徒。
What does Pastor Al Twain say？
咁我今天究竟想同你讲啲咩咧
？With death, stress hits us。
当我哋遇到生命里边一啲嘅大嘅压力嘅事件嘅时候。
Go through weeping and grieving.
咁我哋可能会好哀悼啦，好忧伤啦。
That time when you get rock bottom, you make a true loyal friend.
喺我哋生命嘅低谷嘅时候，我哋系需要一位真正忠诚嘅朋友。
Ruth stepped in to help Naomi.
喺嗰时候，路德就出现去帮助拿俄米。
Did you know, no matter what stress, what crisis we go, who are we going to look for as a true loyal friend?
如果你遇上啲咁嘅事情嘅时候，你知唔知道你会揾边个嚟帮你咧
？We often forget that Jesus Christ was there for you.
但请不要忘记，耶稣基督喺嗰个时候就喺你身边，你可以揾佢帮忙。
In Proverbs 18:24, there is a friend who sticks.
在箴言十八章廿四节嗰度话咧，有一个朋友咧系比有个兄弟系更加亲密。
Jesus is there for you。
耶稣就好似个朋友咁喺嗰度系可以随时帮你。
And he makes this promise to you。
佢都曾经咁样做过一个为你而做一个咁嘅承诺。
He said in Matthew 28:20, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. He is there for you.
耶稣基督喺马太福音廿八章十八到二十节嗰度曾经讲过啦，你去使人做门徒嘅时候咧，我会永远与你同在，直到世界嘅末了。
I'd like to close with one illustration.
我想结束嘅时候咧，系讲一个嘅举例。
About a month ago, I was called to San Antonio to do a funeral service.
第一个月之前咧，我系被邀到去 San Antonio 德州嗰度系主持一个丧礼。
The former church I pastored for 10 years。
就系我曾经喺嗰度做过十年牧师嘅教会。
The current pastor there called me。
嗰间教会现今嘅牧师去打电话俾我。
He asked me if I would officiate his wife.
他问我可不可以做主持他太太的丧礼。
The current pastor there right now is I had him as a college student.
当时我在做牧师的时候，他只不过是读大学。
I baptized him.
我是帮他施浸。
I ordained him to the ministry.
我又帮他进行这个按手礼。
I re-inaugurated him when he came back to his home church.
当他回去这间教会做牧师的时候呢，我是帮他
And I married him 35 years ago.
我已经35年之前呢，我帮他做主婚人。
She passed of breast cancer.
但是他太太当时死亡是因为有这个乳癌的缘故。
Our brothers and sisters in Christ, that was my most.
弟兄姊妹，这个丧礼是我最难做，觉得最难过的一个丧礼。
I thought about that pastor. He knew, I knew that his closest friend would be the Lord Jesus Christ. He would stick closer than a brother to him.
你同我都知道，耶稣基督先是他最亲密的朋友。在一个困难的时间，耶稣会同他很亲近，特别亲近。
Brothers and sisters in Christ, I thought about this. I'm glad I was there. I'm glad that I was there to do the wife's funeral service.
虽然咁难做，我都觉得系庆幸我可以有机会咁去帮佢喺最困难嘅时间。
300 people online.
當時個喪禮裏邊喺線上面有300幾人。
There are 300 more people at the church.
喺教會裏邊有另外300人。
Close to 700 people that watch the funeral service as we grieve for the pastor's wife.
有接近700人嘅時候，一同係為呢個牧師失去妻子一同係哀悼。
In closing, when death strikes a family, trust in the Lord Jesus Christ.
So
He will never leave you. He will never forsake you.
最後總結咁樣講，當家中有死亡發生嘅時候，你要依附住耶穌，佢唔會離棄你，佢會一路支持你，與你同行。
Let's close in prayer.
我哋祈禱。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this simple message. I thank you for Ruth's outstanding loyal friendship.And Lord, because of her decision, it changed the world. Thank you in Jesus' name.
Amen. 跟住我哋係范師母帶領我哋做為未得